I raise my voice when I should raise my argument. Reinforce my argument. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with the thought for today. I raise my voice when I should reinforce my argument. How often we do that? We get irritated and we think that by raising our voice and shouting that we will be able to get our point across and that people will just immediately stop and listen to us and immediately think that, wait, they're saying something very brilliant, they're saying something very wonderful. Whereas in reality, when we raise our voice, people look at us and they think, hey, that person doesn't have much self-control. That person doesn't really believe in the argument that they're presenting. They're rather thinking that what they're presenting is weak, and because it's weak, they're going to lift their voices and shout and holler and stamp their feet. Whereas if they really believed in their point of view, they would reinforce their argument and stand by their argument in a very powerful way so that it would get across. Now, this is really what goes on in the game of life. Whenever people get angry or get mad at each other, they're raising their voices and they should be reinforcing their argument with understandable things. Now, when a girl says no, that she doesn't want to go out with you, do you raise your voice and, you terrible person, you should go out with me because I'm a nice person? And the girl thinks, ha 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 ha, I'm glad I didn't go out with him, the person who has a temper and isn't able to control it. And you say to the girl, hey, I really enjoy being with you. Thanks a lot. When would you like to go out again? I'm ready whenever you are, but it's whatever you say, because I'm at your beck and call. And she says, well, sound like a nice guy. Have you something in mind? And you say, well, yes. Saturday night, I'd like to go to the ballroom and go dancing. Would you like to do that? Oh, hey, I haven't done that for quite a while. Sure. Sure. What time do you want to go? Well, I'll pick you up at 7. Beautiful. I'll be ready. So, you see, with the gentleness and the lovingness and the caringness and the sharingness, everyone is cooperative. However, when you don't have that, then you have arguments. And you see, this is what goes on in war. In the nations of the world, they say that if you cannot control someone, use a big stick or a gun. And this is what the world seems to be wanting to do. Use a gun to control it. And sarcasm is a gun, you know? Throwing bad vibes at a person is a gun. Treating another person with disrespect, that's a gun. Anything we do where we are trying to manipulate another person, that's a gun. And we are as much at war with the people in our world as are the countries who battle with each other on the battlefield. Now, what do you want out of your life? I know what I want. I want peace and harmony and love and joy and goodness out of my life. I want everything that I have to just be a happy guy to receive. Now, how am I going to go to war with that? How am I going to reinforce my argument in that level of consciousness? Well, the weapon that I use, and I shouldn't really call it a weapon, but the technique that I use is the technique of unconditional love. No matter who I see, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, I unconditionally love them. No matter who I am talking to, no matter what their attitude of mind may be, I unconditionally love them. When I'm done talking with a person, having a conversation with them, oftentimes they'll say, man, you were powerful, you were strong, you were definite. Yes, I was. I was powerful, strong, and definite, but I was unconditionally loving. I was unconditionally loving. Oh, I stand by my principles and by my points of view, and I allow you to stand by your points of view and your principles and your ways of thinking, but at the same light, I always am unconditionally loving. I say, hey, that's okay, you know. Everybody has the right to have their own convictions, their own beliefs, their own ways of thinking about things, and you're certainly welcome to have your way of thinking about things, and you go for it. And when you go through it, you'll find that the end result will be exactly what effort you put into it. And if you put manipulation in it, you're going to be manipulated. If you put love in it, you're going to be loved. If you put joy into it, you're going to be joyful. If you invest your money in it lovingly and joyfully, you will find that that money will come back to you, if not from the source, from the place you gave it, you invested it, so to speak, but from 100 other places, because that's your attitude of life. You are abundance consciousness. Now, when you start treating everyone in the world with unconditional love, then you'll find that you never have to raise your voice, and you never have to reinforce your argument, because your argument always stands clear and crystal that you are you. You are whoever you say that you are. And as you are you, you stand by being who you are. And you are so beautiful, and you are so wonderful, and you are so thoughtful, and you are so powerful. You are just you. And as you are a joyful, magnificent being. You see, an unconditionally loving person never has to remember what they say. They never have to remember what they're doing. They never have to remember the attitudes they have, because their attitude is always the same. It's always unconditionally loving. An unconditionally loving person never has to wonder what sort of attitude the other person has about them, because they are unconditionally loving, and so therefore all the people in their world are unconditionally loving, and they cannot conceive of a person in their world who is not unconditionally loving just like they are. So, when we use that technique that I use, rather than raising your voice, reinforce your argument with unconditional love. Just continually say beautiful things, continually. Oh, you may shout to get attention, and you may play a game to see how you can ruffle a nerve here and there, but even that isn't a good idea, because it ruffles the nerves, and the people are sort of unstable. They're unable to be sure of themselves. And in any sharing, having everyone be sure of themselves, even though it may be different from your own attitude, having everyone be sure of themselves makes for a much more harmonious world, a much more harmonious relationship, and a much more harmonious experience together. It's what makes the world go round. It's what makes our lives happy and joyful. Unconditionally loving beings are like a man who will sit on the floor and play with the baby. Like a man who will sit on the floor and play with the pets, sort of roll around with the dogs and the pets. Or a woman who watches what her children are doing, and rather than saying what they're doing wrong, she tells them how proud she is of what they're doing right. She has the ability to look at the children and see the good in them and see what they are doing right, even while the majority of the things they're doing she might not agree with. This takes a really unconditionally loving person. When we develop this technique of being unconditionally loving, it is a technique, and it's just a technique that we make happen. Just like positive thinking is a technique that we make happen, and just like good health is a technique that we make happen, and good relationships are a technique that we make happen, all of these things are just techniques that we make happen. And we want to learn how to use these techniques to our benefit. Learn how to use these techniques so that at all times we will be expressing who and what we are, and being happy and fulfilled in who and what we are. And everyone who meets us, everyone who sees us, everyone who comes into our world will feel that same magnificence, will feel that same joy, that same beauty, that same fabulous quality of who they are and who we are and who all is. Yeah, who all is, how about that? Who are you today? Are you a person who raises your voice to get attention? Or do you build upon a beautiful argument, build upon a beautiful statement that allows people to look at your point of view from several points of view, from several different ways, and perhaps one of the ways that they are able to look at it is one of the ways in which they are able to agree with you. When we unconditionally love, when I unconditionally love, I feel so good deep inside of myself. I feel that everything in the world is a blessing to me, and I am blessed by it. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to do. So, my friends, unconditionally love your world, and let the wars be ones of, if you will, unconditional love. Who can give the most unconditional love? Who can be the most unconditionally loving being? Who can be the most friendly, the most fantastic, the most outstanding, the most exciting being on the face of the earth? And when you say, me, 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 then you got it made. So join me with unconditional love as my only cape and say with me, I love you, I love you, I love you.